You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Kent Frazier on the line. He's co-creator over at Fully Human at Work. Kent, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam, thanks for having me.
All right, so hey, I'm excited about today's topic. So we're good. I know that the curriculum over at Fully Human at Work has just been expanded with this edition of this new book. So enough with the talking points, doing more good than harm in conversation. So excited to do a dive into that. But before we do, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at Fully Human at Work. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Adam. Well, you know, if anyone is paying attention to what's happening in the world, even pre-COVID and pre the recent social unrest, one could surmise that the way the world works doesn't work for many people. We see depression as the leading cause of disability on the planet. We see the wealth gap increasing. We see all kinds of just mental health related issues in the ways that we work, certainly here in the U.S. with all kinds of staggering statistics around mental health costing the U.S. economy over $500 billion a year with respect to workplace stress. And it's just, you know, the way the world is working is just not working for many people. So Fully Human at Work was born out of an inquiry into what if we were to put human thriving at the center of how we think about work rather than production and consumption. And what if the pandemic of mental health issues we see, largely depression and anxiety around the planet, what if that's actually a healthy immune response to a sick society, to a system that has become unmoored from, you know, why it really exists, which is to support the Commonwealth, to support people. So Fully Human at Work is really an inquiry and an exploration and an interdisciplinary community of practitioners that are stepping into who do we have to become as human beings right now at this point in time in the history and evolution of life. And so that's what we're doing there.
No, I love it. And I think, I mean, it's timely and it's not an easy problem or topic that you're really trying to solve. When they talk about product market fit, I mean, you're trying to work with humanity here. That's a big topic. That's a big task. But I love it, Kent. It's we need forward thinkers like yourself and your other partners to kind of work on these things. So I think this is also a great transition. So I do want to go. I do want to jump right into this book and this new curriculum. So enough with the talking points, doing more good than harm in conversation. Tell us a little bit more about this work, please.
Yeah. So one of the things that we realized, I mean, I've worked in HR for for-profit organizations for the last 25 plus years. And one of the things that I've noticed, and this is not original thought, it really comes from the work of Ram Charan, who worked at Harvard, but he put forth this notion in the late 90s that dialogue or conversation is the basic unit of work in organization. If when you peel back the onion and you look at ancient technology, let's look at the Eightfold Path in Buddhism. They put forth this notion of we all have a way of seeing the world. Based on the way we see ourselves and see other people and see the world and see what's happening, we start to think about things in a certain way. And the way we think about things gives rise to the way we talk about things. And the way we talk about things gives rise to the actions that we see are permissible to take or not. And so our reality that we walk into, the world that we create, actually emerges through conversation. So this book that my partner Reggie Mera wrote is really looking at how do we really understand, it's getting back to basics essentially, how do we have more generative, kind, skillful, compassionate conversation with one another such that we can create a world that works more for more people. So you know, this it's more of a, it's a short book, it's 100 pages. We explore part of it in our curriculum, our introduction to fully human at work, which we really hold as an imperative here as we move more deeply into the 21st century. We've got exponential technologies continuing to displace what we do and how we work. We've got COVID. We've got the cascading consequences of climate change accelerating more quickly than we thought. You know, we've got the social political unrest. So we are in dire need of a new conversation as the rhetoric we've been subscribed to for multiple generations now is taking its necessary autumn and winter, and a new spring has to emerge, and that's all going to come through the way we speak and listen with and to one another.
So not to spoiler the book, because I obviously, and if we don't, and if we had time, we still wouldn't go through the entire book, but I do want to give the, because I want you to sell some books, because that's what we do here. I love helping support other authors and helping get their work out. But that being said, to give the audience a flavor of the book or the content, and can you tell us a little bit more, like give us a story, give us something from the book for us to wrap our heads around.
Absolutely. So in part one of the book, what we're exploring is, you know, I'll read the section title of it is Knowing Yourself, Your Biases, and Your View, Working with What and How You See. So in a conversation, you know, we show up with a particular positionality. I have a view. I see a topic. We can call it, we can just look at the political conversation right now. We all see the political conversation in one way, shape, or form. The way we see that has been heavily influenced by the year we were born, families we were born into, the communities and cultures we were born into, and every single person on the planet, Adam, was given a set of truths that they were born into. For me, I was raised in a suburb of Philadelphia. So for me, some of the things were, you know, the United States is the greatest country in the world. Why? Because we won World War II, because we accept and bring people in from all other countries around the world. But the United States is the best country in the world. And that was just given to me as truth. It was given to me as truth that a family consists of a mom and a dad and siblings. It was given to me that, you know, all whatever it is, you can go on and on. To what extent that we, as we grow and we move through our lives, do we ever really examine the continued integrity of truthfulness or validity of what we were given through our upbringing? And to what extent are we examining its utility and the degree to which it's serving us or others in our lives right now? And so in developmental psychology, this is known as a move in adult development. We move from the socialized mind, where I'm basically operating the code that was programmed into me by my parents, my teachers, my community and family of origin. And I'm just running those scripts to a point where I say, wait a second, let me question these and begin to exercise my own conscious discernment in the moment and start self-authoring what I think ought to be so moving forward, not just taking these givens without consideration or examination. So the early part of the book and the early part of our curriculum invites people into this inquiry around what do you hold as true that you've been given, and to what extent have you examined it, and to what extent under examination is it still serving you or not? And how does
that
enable me to show up more skillfully in conversation, recognizing that every single person has some differentiated and distinct set of given. It's fascinating that we can even get along at all, given, you know, how differentiated all of our early programming is as human beings.
No, very, very well put, Kent. So that being said, if somebody, final question, two-part question. If somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about Fully Human at Work, question one, what are the right types of individuals and or organizations that are typically a good fit to work with you and your team? And then number two, what's the best way for them to reach out and to connect?
Yeah, thank you. Best way to reach out and connect would be to go to our website, which is fullyhumanatwork.com. Really, we're in our third cohort of this. We've had about 70 people go through this experience with us this year. People in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Anyone who's really called to an emergent conversation that honors and respects, you know, where we've come from, and also has an interest in writing a new narrative that's going to put human thriving and all life on the planet at the center of our conversation and how we cooperate, how we exchange value, and live more fully into the 21st century as humans.
That's awesome. So, Kent, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about all the great work you're doing over at Fully Human at Work. And congrats again on the book, Enough with the Talking Points, Doing More Good Than Harm in Conversation. So congrats on that again and expanding your curriculum. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review in the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Kent, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam.